You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying he intends to introduce legislation tomorrow to stop the flow of Syrian refugees into the United States. President Obama's advocated a plan that would allow up to 10,000 Syrian refugees into the U.S. Israel's Security Cabinet approving a request from its prime minister for an Islamist group to be banned for instigating violence. Here's John Clemens with details.
The widely expected measure outlaws a group that was at the heart of the wave of violence related to a Jerusalem holy site, claimed the lives of 92 people. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the Islamic Movement of Israel is well known to have launched the campaign against Jews at the Temple Mount.
These measures were taken to protect the public from an organization that is extreme and racist, an organization that partners with the Hamas terrorists, an organization that preaches violence and hatred.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The field of Republican presidential candidates still rather large, but it is down by one this morning as we hear from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal appeared on Fox News Tuesday and announced that he was suspending his presidential campaign. Fox's Brett Baer asked Jindal why he thought his campaign didn't take off.
We spent a lot of time developing detailed policy papers, and given this crazy, unpredictable election season, clearly there just wasn't a lot of interest in those policy papers.
Jindal said when his term is up as Louisiana governor, he will work with an organization called America Next helped change the future of the Republican Party. I'm Jay.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
I think the French police did a really good job. Not easy. There's nothing easy about this stuff.
That's Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump reacting to news that two terrorists involved in the Paris attacks last Friday were killed and seven other terrorist suspects arrested during a major overnight anti-terror raid on the outskirts of Paris. French President Francois Hollande saying officers who stormed the address met with a violent resistance.
They maybe underestimated the violence they would be faced with. But they saw their mission through.
Hollande says the main target of the raid was the mastermind of the Paris terror attacks, but the president says he was not found. One of the two terrorists who died killed herself with a suicide belt, and five of the officers were wounded in that raid. Fox News also reporting that a police dog named Diesel also was killed in that mission. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
New Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying he intends to introduce legislation tomorrow to stop the flow of Syrian refugees into the United States. President Obama's advocated a plan that would allow up to 10,000 Syrian refugees into the U.S. Israel's Security Cabinet approving a request from its prime minister for an Islamist group to be banned for instigating violence. Here's John Clemens with details.
The widely expected measure outlaws a group that was at the heart of the wave of violence related to a Jerusalem holy site claimed the lives of 92 people. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the Islamic Movement of Israel is well known to have launched the campaign against Jews at the Temple Mount.
These measures were taken to protect the public from an organization that is extreme and racist, an organization that partners with the Hamas terrorists, an organization that preaches violence and hatred.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The field of Republican presidential candidates still rather large, but it is down by one this morning as we hear from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal appeared on Fox News Tuesday and announced that he was suspending his presidential campaign. Fox's Brett Baer asked Jindal why he thought his campaign didn't take off.
We spent a lot of time developing detailed policy papers, and given this crazy, unpredictable election season, clearly there just wasn't a lot of interest in those policy papers.
Jindal said when his term is up as Louisiana governor, he will work with an organization called America Next helped change the future of the Republican Party. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, two of Republican Ben Carson's top advisors quoted as saying that the Republican presidential candidate is struggling to try to master the complexities of the Middle East and national security. Advisors telling the New York Times in an interview that intense tutoring was having little effect on Carson. Meanwhile, Carson's rival Donald Trump interviewed by ABC, and he says he's not sold on any sort of screening process to vet Syrian refugees entering the U.S. Trump saying screening for Christian refugees would be superior, but suggested it's not possible to know which refugees are actually Christians. And Willie Nelson, the first country music artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, being celebrated in Washington, D.C. tonight at an invitation-only gala that will be taped and aired on PBS on January 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. We are live today in studio, and today's topic is going to be the continuing trend of holiday decorating. Today is all about Christmas. Last week we did all about the Thanksgiving Today table, and today's all going to be all about Christmas. We're going to leave our phone lines open so that people can call in for their Christmas traditions, wish list, and how we can make your home more beautiful. The phone number to call in the show is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some of my trade secrets and things you can do that are a little bit different and as well as traditional, but a lot of things that are a little bit unusual and off the cuff to make your holiday as beautiful as it can be. We're going to take a commercial message, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And we're taking a look at the forecast. It currently says it's overcast with a high of 53 degrees, which is actually not too bad. It says today's going to continue on that trend with a high later this afternoon of 56 degrees. Tonight it's going to be a 50% chance of late day showers with a low of 50. On Thursday, there's a 100% chance of heavy rain with a high of 64 degrees. Thursday night, a 60 to 90% chance of continued heavy rain, and then showers will be likely lighter through the evening and overnight. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers, but then mostly sunny with a high of 55. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 34, so a big drop on the weekend in the temperature. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 45. So it looks like maybe we're coming down on those warm temperatures and we're going to go more into more seasonal temperatures for the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, my name is Richard Scuderi. My show is called Modern Design. We meet together here each Wednesday live in studio in Flemington, beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey, and talk about all things related to interior design. I've been in the industry for 18 years now, full-time, doing commercial and residential interiors and exteriors, staging for realtors, and all things to make your home or your office or your restaurant or your project more beautiful, whatever that may be, and giving you great advice and resources. Often on the show, we have guests in studio, and they give some of their expertise in different fields. And today our topic happens to be the Christmas holiday decorating. One of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs, and I'll talk about here on Modern Design, is seasonal decorating. And I do things like store windows. I'm doing a lot of store windows. I do restaurants. I do things like that seasonally. So when the seasons change, I'll go in to a place that has already been decorated primarily and change out things like seasonal pots outside, windows if they have windows, and just, you know, make a change in how things look. And no time of year am I busier with that type of work than Christmas time. I have contracts with some businesses that I just do the seasonal decorating. I'll go in around Thanksgiving time or right after. Black Friday for me is just, decorating nonstop in all the commercial and spaces and some residential spaces that I have for the holiday, and then going down in January and taking that all that stuff down. Now, if you think if it's difficult to doing that in your own home when you have to do that in 10 other places, after New Year's, it can be a little depressing. But if you're organized, I think that makes a big difference, and you can limit how laborious it is in January to take everything down if you keep yourself organized, and we'll talk about that later in the show. Okay, we need to take a commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be holiday decorating. Call in with any of your questions, your challenges, and also some of your successes. Have you tried anything, a color combination using different elements, things on a Christmas tree, things on a mantle? You know, it's not just a Christmas tree. There's a lot of other things. I work sometimes with people that don't even have a Christmas tree. They don't want that, but they want to decorate for the holiday. Perhaps you're, you know, a non-Christian religion and you want your home to be festive for this time of year, but not necessarily a Christmas tree. I do that all the time. Sometimes that stuff is even more fun because you get to think outside the box. Our phone lines are open during the show today. Feel free to call in. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. So to let you know what I do when I do holiday decorating, it starts actually many, many months before December. I research through my trade magazines. I go online. I go to some of these wonderful sites like Houzz, some of these different websites. I, you know, Google Images, and I start to develop a huge packet of unusual or what's trending or different ideas in Christmas decorating. There's nothing wrong with the traditional, you know, red and green, and that works for some people. And especially if you have children, I think there's a sentimental part of maybe working with what you have or what you've used in the past. But for me, the challenge is to make your Christmas decorations work well with your environment. Haven't you seen people that have a beautiful home and then they put up the Christmas decorations and they don't go with the house whatsoever, and they don't look beautiful because they don't go with what the theme and the core is. So that being said, I think that it's very easy for you to incorporate with what you already have some new ideas, some new colors, some new ornaments, some new accessories to bring new life to your seasonal holidays. Look at your pictures in years past around Christmas time. Does it look the same every year? Maybe what you want to do is you want to change it up. Have people, if you're entertaining over the halls, and say, wow, you've really changed something. So I want to start by different color trends, and I'm going to start with white. White is one of the new trends in the past couple of years, and I'm seeing a lot this year and getting requested a lot because color in general has gotten a lot lighter in decorating. People are going back to white walls, to pale gray walls, pale silvers, and light colors. So there's a trend now in doing what I call white Christmas, and people are decorating with white, which sounds sort of bland, but can work very well in combination with silver in particular. And other colors. White is reminiscent of snowfall, of winter, of ice. And when you combine white with glass and silver, it's actually very reflective and very beautiful and can really work well on a Christmas tree and on the other decorating in your space. I did a tree, I guess, about a week ago for a local business, a boutique, a dress boutique, and they wanted to do something that was a little chic and a little bit stylish. So we worked with, they have white walls and light gray carpeting, and it's a small shop up in Millburn, New Jersey. And they gave me a nice budget, and I did the windows and the store for the holiday. And we worked with the color white, and I brought in some ornaments that look like glass ornaments are great because they're very reflective. So I did all clear glass ornaments. And one of the things about if you do white lights, warm white lights, and white, and then you bring in some glass, glass is very reflective, but it also has an iridescence to it. You'll see almost like a rainbow effect in the clear glass ornaments. And they really sparkle and bring something to the table. And then we'd added some elements of silver through the space. And just really beautiful. It was very simple. We didn't even use any ribbon on the tree, but we wrapped our presents in different tone-on-tone textures of silver and white, all white hand-tied ribbons underneath a beautiful white skirt underneath the tree. It looked absolutely beautiful. One of the things that we did that I like too is Christmas balls are really gorgeous in containers. So in one of the store windows, we got big clear glass temple jars on a table. The table was dressed with a white tablecloth with an overlay that was tone-on-tone white damask with a beautiful edge on it. And then we put some clear glass temple jars up and filled those with some of the elements in the tree. One of the temple jars had all the white ornaments, and two of them had the silver. And it really, really looked beautiful. It had an impact. It was modern, yet it was really, really beautiful. On the other side, we did a series of topiaries in the tray. I took some regular urns that I found, plant urns, and I spray painted them from black to a silver, a matte silver. And then we created, using small artificial trees, we created a topiary look using white lights and then some of the elements of that silver color for decorating in the window. and a collection of three, and that really looks beautiful. One of the things about going with white or white and silver or white, silver, and glass is you don't necessarily, it's not necessarily reflective of a traditional Christmas look. So if you are of a different faith and you want to share in the beauty of the season, you can decorate with these colors and just have them be more reflective of the winter months. And that's what that does. And I certainly think that's a great way to have a compromise if there's a mixed faith residence or a business where you want to be, it's a time of year to really bring out your show-stopping stuff, to be reflective and to be beautiful. And because we're limited in this area with the weather of doing stuff outside, decorating using those colors or non-traditional elements really, really is a good way to bring out your best in December and create something beautiful. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior decorator for the past 18 years, and I'm located right here in Flemington, right at the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile in the former Lennox location. And this is a great time of year to come for gifts. One of the things that I do offer, which is a lovely thing to give people, whether it be a new home or just a spruce up or something, is gift certificates, which we have in beautiful boxes that are hand-wrapped and tied, as well as beautiful gift items, unusual things, accessories, pictures, artwork, and so on in the store. So come check us out. That's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Come visit us. All right, so we are back and we're talking about holiday decorating. Some of you may say, well, why are we talking about it so early? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. But when you're doing your seasonal decorating for businesses, as that's what I'm working on primarily right now, it's the time to do it because the season is fast approaching. And I had gotten calls from businesses as early as the end of September looking for me to come in and give them ideas and estimates for their season, which is really, you know, for retail is the lion's share of the money they make during the year. So that I think it's starting early and earlier that people are in their commercial spaces getting things ready for the Christmas holiday. So before we went to commercial message, we talked about the trend of decorating with white, silver, and clear glass and having more of a winter type look. In windows of storefront or, you know, adapting that to your home. The next thing that I want to talk about is using another not necessarily traditional Christmas color combination, and that is going with blue and silver or blue and gold. One of the spaces that I did Christmas decorating for and did work on when they relocated was Metropolitan Seafood in Lebanon, New Jersey. And for the past couple of years, I had done their seasonal holiday decorating. And because it's a fish store and because we're using, when I did the space initially, which I did the interior of, I used a lot of caramel and navy blue in the decor because they represented sand. The caramel color represented the sand. And the blue represented the water or the ocean for a fish store. I felt to bring in, you know, reds and greens, it just really wasn't going to add anything to a really beautiful new space. So I decided to go a little bit non-traditional. In that case, I worked with navy blue, with a dark blue, and with a gold, which is sort of reminiscent of the wall color, the sort of caramel color. And I said, well, how am I going to make this work and still look like holiday? So I went out and I started with a lot of base of greens. All the decorating I did, I nestled in greens, artificial greens that looked very good quality. In the windows, I had some depth in the windows. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're very popular the past couple of years. They're sort of like cones that look like the silhouette of a Christmas tree, but they're in fact some sort of a metal that's been sprayed or treated. So I nestled the base with greenery, and then I put a series of different sized objects that look like Christmas trees in the blue and in the gold, and very pretty different sizes. You want to do odd numbers with something like that. So we worked with 3s, 5s, and 7s and put those in the windows very simply and worked very well. Outside are pots. I love to bring in a boxwood at Christmas time or some sort of beautiful some live greens for outside. Not a big fan of artificial greens outside, you can always tell, but live greens or spruces or what have you. And then I don't like mixed colored lights because I think they sort of detract from anything else you do. I do like colored lights very much. In fact, I prefer them, but I like when they're one solid color. And that I discovered years before it became popular. I was in Manhattan, and I was saying, why do you, when you drive around or walk through the streets of Manhattan, why do their Christmas decorations look so much better? And when I started to notice restaurants, shops, boutiques, hotel lobbies, they were using colored lights, but they were using colored lights that were all one color. And that's an unbelievable trick to make a space look really beautiful and have a high impact. It's as if you were planting a garden. If you planted every plant different, flower bulbs all different, you're not going to get the impact of doing the same color palette or the same type of flower throughout. There's continuity there. So in their case, I brought in I didn't use boxwoods. I used spruces, two dwarfed spruces in the pots on either side of the store doors. And then I did them in blue lights, small blue lights, really beautiful, gives a glow at night, really nice looking. Another thing I did in that location is I did wreaths on the doors, which I hung with ribbon. That's a great look. Instead of hanging your, if you have the ability to do that, instead of hanging your wreath straight on a window, take a beautiful ribbon and hang it from a ribbon. So you have the actual look, and then the bow incorporate that same ribbon or add a second ribbon to it. So we hung a wreath on every window, which was beautiful outside, and we used a gorgeous sort of a rich blue ribbon and a gold ribbon. And then we decorated with white and gold ornaments on each wreath that we did outside the store. We did not put a tree inside the store, and that's another thing. You don't have to have a tree per se to have holiday decorations. You could do things with wreaths, you could do things with garlands, you could do things with other items, and that's kind of nice. The next thing we did was create garlands. We got artificial on the tops of all the counters of all the boxes and so on, and the storage containers, whether it be for dried foods or the refrigeration that we had. On the top, we created artificial garlands that were done in greens, very realistic looking. And nestled in that, we tied ornaments. In this case, we used very good quality plastic ornaments in the colors of blue and gold, and tie them into the space. It's very important when you're working in a public situation where people are accessing things that, God forbid, we get involved with glass. So I did have to, for safety reasons, use plastic ornaments, but they've come such a long way with plastics that really, really, really look like glass. They're reflective. They're beautiful. You don't see any lines where the plastics have come together. And we nestled the garlands on top, on the tops of all the boxes there, of all the containers where they had refrigeration on that top, that rack, and then all the way they have the dried foods and so on. The tops of all of them were full of greenery, and then beautiful tied ornaments, and then finished off with a beautiful ribbon that was sort of a striped blue and gold. And carrying the color theme throughout is so much more, has so much more impact than if we would just done, you know, multicolored lights. You really get a look. And that's one of the things I'm trying to express to people is, think outside the box. Try something that you like. Try something that goes with your environment. And then limit it to two or three colors and then impact on that. All right, well, we're about to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design, our Christmas edition.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. The French president reaffirming his nation is at war with ISIS.
What we need to do is annihilate an army which is a threat for the entire world and not just some countries.
French President Francois Hollande speaking after French police raid a terrorist safe house in a northern Paris suburb overnight where suspects in the planning of those Friday night Paris attacks were hiding. He says the mastermind of the attacks wasn't there, but forces killed one terrorist, arresting seven others, as another blows herself up with a suicide belt. Hollande says a major coalition must be formed to defeat ISIS.
And France, through its armed forces, will play a major role.
Republican candidate Donald Trump reacting to news of the raid.
These are really sick people, and we got to take them out, and we have to take them out strongly. And I really respect the French police for the job they did.
Trump speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphries. I'm a radio talk show host heard by millions of people each and every week. And my word is my bond. When I tell you about something, I mean it. I was on my computer not that long ago, and as I'm typing away, all of a sudden this popped up. Hey, your computer's got a virus. Call this number. We can help you. Come to find out that the number that was supposed to help me, they wanted to rip me off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't be a victim like I was. Call my friends at Hey PC Guy. Hey PC Guy! No obligation. They will check out your computer and they give you 100% guarantee. If they can't fix your computer, you don't pay. Hey PC Guy helps you out remotely so you don't have to unplug your computer, you don't have to take it to a store, and no weird guys come into your house. Hey PC Guy has a subscription service as low as $5 a month, and they'll help you out 24/7. Do yourself a favor. Call for a free diagnostic check of your computer, 877-900-4343. 877-900-4343. That's 877-900-4343. Hey, PC Guy!
He's still Louisiana's Republican governor, but Bobby Jindal is no longer a Republican candidate for the White House.
I've come to the realization this is not my time.
Jindal announcing that he's dropping out of the race on Fox News' special report. Meanwhile, another low-polling candidate who is still in the race is speaking out after last night's raid in northern Paris.
What Lindsey Graham is trying to do is create a sense of urgency that doesn't exist, to lead the president to a solution that will protect the homeland, to declare war against the most radical Islamic group on the planet.
Lindsey Graham speaking on Fox and Friends. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says he wants to hit pause on the flow of Syrian refugees into the U.S. and will bring legislation to the House floor on that tomorrow. Meanwhile, some governors looking to block refugees from their states as well, including Republican governor in New Jersey and presidential hopeful Chris Christie, who slams the president's plan to allow 10,000 Syrian refugees in.
His FBI director, Jim Comey, said, "We don't have the data on these folks to be able to do the right kind of background checks."
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Some wild weather in the lower 48. It looks like a couple of tornadoes touched down in Mississippi late last night.
One of the storms may have followed a path similar to the killer tornado that hit Louisville a year and a half ago. Buddy King is the emergency management director in Winston County.
Anytime you have those commonalities like that, it gives us pause, and we still have people with lots of anxiety, and it is gut-wrenching.
The National Weather Service confirmed the storm as a tornado as it tracked from the Carthage area toward Louisville, but it weakened as it approached the city. Lots of trees were blown down, one of them falling on an 18-wheeler, but there haven't been any reports of injuries or homes damaged. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Meanwhile, the first major winter storm of the season, leaving drivers stranded and causing hundreds of canceled flights to the southwest U.S. Dangerous winds and heavy snow sweeping across parts of Arizona, Colorado, Kansas, and New Mexico last night. Over 150 flights were canceled at Denver's airport alone. Now the storm heads to the southeast. Severe thunderstorms forecast again today for parts of Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and the Florida Panhandle. An NBA legend, Magic Johnson, trying to recruit actor Charlie Sheen now in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Sheen revealing yesterday on the Today Show on NBC that he is HIV positive. Johnson tested positive for HIV in 1991, creating the Magic Johnson Foundation to help fight the virus. Now the NBA legend's calling on the actor to help him with that organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We've been doing Modern Design now for almost a year. We're going to have our one-year anniversary in January, so we're going to have to bring in some of our guests that we've had during the year and do some sort of a little party here in studio. But our show is all about design. It's all about using local resources in New Jersey, and particularly in Hunterdon County, as we are part of Hunterdon Chamber and Hunterdon Chamber Radio. But it's, you know, it's about you. It's interacting with the public, and it's getting information out there on how you could make your space, whether it be your home or a commercial space, the best it can be, and bringing you resources to do that. If you'd ever like to visit me, I'm conveniently located right here in Flemington at the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. Please look to shop me over the holidays. We have beautiful gifts in, as well as gift certificates, artwork, accessories, and so on, and mirrors, wonderful things at wonderful prices that are unusual and one of a kind. So come in and visit us at 0770 at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Before break, we were talking about color combinations, unusual decorating, and decorating for your business. And this is all about if you have a local business and also for your home. But right now, we're decorating for businesses. You know, I don't like to see Christmas decorations go up in homes until after Thanksgiving. I think when you're having Thanksgiving, things should be decorated for Thanksgiving. And we dedicated a whole show last Wednesday to specifically getting your home ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, and gave some great ideas and tips on how to make your table beautiful, your sideboard and so on, and your exterior, your entry beautiful for the holiday. Today's show is all about decorating, Christmas decorating, but specifically for commercial spaces. If you have a restaurant, if you have an office, if you have a business, what you can do. And we were talking about Metropolitan Seafood in Lebanon, New Jersey, and some of the things that I did there that were a little bit unusual in decorating. And we used a palette of blue and gold, which really tied into the decor of the space. And that's one of the things that I really like to see. I like to see people incorporate their holiday decorations in with their decor. And one of the things that I was talking about before break was actually the trend of using colored lights, but solid colored lights. If you go to any home improvement store, last year I think I bought quite a few of them in Lowe's. They were so inexpensive, and they had great great stock of colored lights. I did a project last year where I did only red lights. And I did a commercial space. It was a restaurant. And outside the space, there were a lot of bare trees, thin bare trees. So I and my staff did what we had to do, worked with ladders. They were sort of grumbling about it because the weather was cold. And we took bare branches of these trees that had done their thing, and we wrapped them very tightly with colored, thin, small red lights. My God, when that was lit at night, it was perfection. It was really, really beautiful. Solid color lights on bare branches outside are really festive. Now, of course, white looks wonderful, but we're actually, oh, looks like we have a caller. Let me take that. Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to put you on hold, and then we will put you on the air. Welcome to Modern Design on Hundred in Chamber Radio. Good morning. See if we have this here. Welcome to Modern Design on Hunter and Chamber Radio. Looks like we dropped the call. Let's see if it calls back again. Okay, anyway, phone lines are open here in studio. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. I hope our caller will call back again. I think we dropped that call. But in talking about colored lights outside, we did the red. Oh, let's see if we can try this again. Okay. Caller, are you there? Okay, let's put you on hold for 1 second. And let's see if we can bring you up. Okay, caller, do we have you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to go up a little
bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air on Modern Design on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I listen to your show often, and I particularly like the one today about decorating. Do you come to someone's home? Could that be possible?
Yes, I do. I do a good amount of seasonal decorating. Typically, it's when people are going to throw a party, a holiday party, and they want to bring somebody in the outside in to create sort of a real feel of what the party is going to be like. And what we've been talking about today on the show is doing Christmas decorations, but with non-traditional colors. And we're talking about some of the trends. And one of the trends for 2015 Christmas is decorating using white and incorporating things like white, silver, and clear glass in decorating. As sort of a new trend, because colors are getting lighter. We're seeing lots of white and pale colors on the walls now. So incorporating that in your holiday decorating, it brings a freshness to it.
I like that. It reminds me of my grandparents.
Oh, really?
Years ago. Yeah, it's almost retro. I remember them having they had a silver tree and they had a white tree at one time.
I love that.
A white Christmas tree.
Don't you love a white Christmas tree? Because
I do.
When you have a white Christmas tree, whatever you put on that tree, especially if you do a white Christmas tree and then use white lights instead of colored lights, whatever you put on that really pops.
I completely forgot about that until you just brought that up.
Right.
You know, it's so nice to have, something so traditional and, that reminds you of years ago.
Right.
Like that. Okay.
I have a question for... Yes, I have a question for you as well. The silver tree you had, what type of a tree was it? Because people have told me they had silver trees, some were metal, some were looked like that they were sort of garland, like a silver garland. What was this
That's
silver tree?
That's exactly what that was.
Okay.
This one was, they had two of them, actually. The white one was a small tabletop one.
Right.
And the silver one looked exactly like Garland, just as you said.
Right.
And it was about 4 feet, because it was a small apartment in Brooklyn years ago. But I can't believe you just stirred that memory. It's really nice.
White and silver, you know, white and silver are great. They're reminiscent of wintertime, of snow and ice. And you know, for those people that are not of Christian faith and do want to have some celebration and decorate their house for the season and are not necessarily Christian, if you incorporate non-traditional colors like whites and silvers and clear glass, it's all encompassing. And you don't necessarily have to do a Christmas tree. You certainly can do that with garlands, whether they be live greens or whether they be artificial, and you can do that on your mantle. You can do that on the tops of your armoire, furniture pieces. You can get, you know, you can get some beautiful plants that have white flowers for the season, like paper whites and so on, and still be very festive. You know, you can take a beautiful bowl and fill it with silver glass Christmas balls, and have it not so much be Christmas, but just represent the season and be festive and be included.
I really respect your opinion. As I said, I listen to your show all the time. I just want to ask you a question. Just tell me honest if this sounds a little bit too kitschy.
Yes.
I wanted to do something. Now that we're talking this retro, what about those old bubble lights on a mantle with garland?
You know, I love those bubble lights. And, you know, they kind of sort of came back into fashion, I'd say, about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And there were a couple of companies now producing them, doing reproductions of them. The original ones, you have to be very careful because there was a fire hazard with them, the bubble lights and the way they were done. But there was a couple of companies that were producing them. I have not seen them this year. I love them. I think they're fun and kitschy, and I would use them. In fact, I do really like that. I'm trying to think of a resource where I can find them.
I go into the city a lot, and I did see them last year, actually.
Right.
I think it's called Just Bulbs. It's on 60th by 3rd Avenue.
Wonderful.
It was there. I'm certain it was there.
Okay.
But you don't think that's a little too, you know, I like that. And they also have those rotating floodlights that had a disc in front of them that would change
colors, right?
That's what they had on their tree at one time.
Right. See, I think for Christmas is a time of reflection. So when you can bring it back to something nostalgic, it really makes people smile. I saw in a magazine a number of years ago, but they took the bubble lights and they did it on a mantle, as I recall, but they incorporated artificial greens in with them. So they did their thing, but they weren't stark on a mantle because they were nestled into artificial flame retardant greens. And that really looked nice, too, because it sort of softened it a little bit. You got the color, you got the movement, but it kind of softened it against a hard space.
Here's the issue that I'm going through right now. Normally, we spend our Christmas down in Palm Beach, and all of the decorations are down there. This year is different because of a family member, health reasons, and needs to be near doctors in the city.
Right.
So up here in the city, we have absolutely no Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that, you know, could you come in and decorate the house?
Absolutely.
And then take it away?
Absolutely.
You know, come and disassemble it and take it away?
Exactly. I do have a good amount of commercial customers, but as well as residential clients that just don't want the mess, or they have a special holiday or coming up in December. And you can call me at our store right here in downtown Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770.
One more time, please.
908-884-0770. And myself or one of our staff will give you a call back, come out to take a look at the job, and then give you an estimate. The best part is we have the ability to store the stuff for you in January, not take it down, but just take it down, but also be able to store it.
Because hopefully this won't be again. As I said, Palm Beach is our usual Christmas and holiday time, but this is an unusual year, and sometimes things happen. So that this would be, because I just don't want it to seem sad. I don't want the house to be sad.
Oh, I understand.
So, wonderful. This is a great idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to Modern Design. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, and we are back with Modern Design. We're going to go to some commercials right now, and I'll be back shortly right here in Studio Live with Modern Design, and today's topic is Christmas decorating.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design and Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Our topic today is holiday decorating, and particularly if you have a business, it's not too early. In fact, many, many businesses I see have had their Christmas decorating done already for a couple of weeks. I was in the town of Maplewood yesterday doing some consulting, and I saw that the town was involved in all the lampposts. There's beautiful lampposts in Maplewood, and they were all going up with their white lights and their beautiful ribbons and so on. So we are in the season, believe it or not, even though sometimes we forget because the temperatures have been so unseasonably mild. So before we took those commercial messages, we did have a call-in guest who was talking about retro decorating and using things like bubble lights and white trees and using silver trees, even the retro silver tree that kind of looked like silver garland. And, you know, I'm seeing that because we have the trend towards more of a contemporary look lately with the millennials and the younger people. They love stuff like that. They love trees that have that sort of fun retro look. And I think especially if you have a more contemporary home or environment, they really are sharp. The other thing we're talking about is using solid color lights for both your interior and exterior decorating. I was talking about before we had our call-in guest, we were talking about using solid colors. I was talking about the restaurant that I had done, that outside in the front we had bare trees, and we took advantage of that by wrapping them very tightly with tiny red lights. And then when that was lit at night, it was so festive. Again, because of working in a restaurant, we did not have floor space to do a tree, but those red lights outside were just so, you know, they just brought such a life to the place, and they were so special for the season that the restaurateur wanted to keep them up all year long. Because, you know, red does represent Christmas, but it also could just be very festive. Now, I didn't do it, but in Basking Ridge, New Jersey, right off the exit there, 33, there is a lovely strip mall which has wonderful restaurants in it. They decided to do it all green. So they used green lights, very small, tiny green lights in all their bare branches in their parking lot. And very beautiful, very beautiful. You see it from a distance and you don't expect it. So that's another another combination that I've used outside. And their wreaths had the lights in them, the green lights, and then they had beautiful ribbon that brought some green in it. And it was very different and very pretty and very festive. One of the other combinations that I like to do is golds with a brown and sort of a russet color. And that's very pretty in a tree, too. It's very unexpected. But if you do sort of gold and a copper and a brown, which sounds kind of more autumnal, but it's a terrific look on a tree. And then you work with ribbons and you work with color combinations that have lots of gold for a metallic look, and then pairing that with those kind of colors. And I've done that very successfully in a number of places. And then, you know, you can even be creative in the space that I did that we used those autumnal colors, if you will, for the holiday. I took a votive big hurricane, big hurricanes, if you will, and then did cream color candles inside. And then in the base of the candles, I used hazelnuts. We took beautiful hazelnuts and put them at the base. And with the hazelnut color on the bottom, the warm brown and the cream candle and the hurricanes, and then that that backdrop of the golds and the coppers, it just was beautiful together. So that's another combination that you might want to try. It's very natural looking. It's very organic and quite pretty. We also used raffia as our ribbon for our presents. So our presents were in the non-traditional colors, the coppers, the creams, and the golds. And then we wrapped with using raffia. So it had a sort of a natural look to it, and that was the theme. And that's another thing. You should really put your personality, put your theme, put your brand, especially if we're talking about your business, whether it be a boutique or a restaurant or what have you. Put your brand into your holiday decorating. Be creative. Incorporate it. I did do a project down the shore, and there we used sort of a seafoam green, and then we incorporated, I found a ribbon that had a clear iridescence to it. And I used the things like seahorses, and I put seahorses on the tree and starfish and things of that nature in their Christmas tree and wrapped the presents in sort of a pale seafoam green, silver and white, and did white ribbon, white grosgrain ribbon, actually, and sort of hand-tied the bows and had a really nice look there as well. So, you know, think outside the box. You know, red is great paired with green, but red is also great paired with silver. Red and silver is a combination. I did a restaurant at one of the Newark Airport hotels. They had a restaurant there, and I did it all in red and silver. Again, we didn't have a tree, but we used things like garlands. We did a massive wreath on the at the entry under the desk when you arrive. We did a massive wreath and did red lights, and we had white branches and lots of silver. And red and silver is a great combination. Red and citrus green, instead of doing a traditional emerald green, if you do red and citrus green, that's a great and modern combination. So that's another thing that you can try as well. Well, we have come to the end of our hour, which went by very quickly today. Thank you for listening and supporting Modern Design. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock here in studio. We're going to continue talking about holiday decorating, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, and also trends for 2016 and how you can get your house ready for the new season. Okay, until I see you next week, thank you, and thank you for supporting 100 in Chamber Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. The French president reaffirming his nation is at war with ISIS.
What we need to do is annihilate an army which is a threat for the entire world and not just some countries.
French President Francois Hollande speaking after French police raid a terrorist safe house in a northern Paris suburb overnight where suspects in the planning of those Friday night Paris attacks were hiding. He says the mastermind of the attacks wasn't there, but forces killed one terrorist, arresting seven others, as another blows herself up with a suicide belt. Hollande says a major coalition must must be formed to defeat ISIS.
And France, through its armed forces, will play a major role.
Republican candidate Donald Trump reacting to news of the raid.
These are really sick people, and we got to take them out, and we have to take them out strongly. And I really respect the French police for the job they did.
Trump speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphries. I'm a radio talk show host heard by millions of people each and every week. And my word is my bond. When I tell you about something, I mean it. I was on my computer not that long ago, and as I'm typing away, all of a sudden this popped up. Hey, your computer's got a virus. Call this number. We can help you. Come to find out that the number that was supposed to help me, they wanted to rip me off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't be a victim like I was. Call my friends at Hey PC Guy. Hey PC Guy! No obligation. They will check out your computer and they give you 100% guarantee. If they can't fix your computer, you don't pay. Hey PC Guy helps you out remotely so you don't have to unplug your computer, you don't have to take it to a store, and no weird guys come into your house. Hey PC Guy has a subscription service as low as $5 a month, and they'll help you out 24/7. Do yourself a favor. Call for a free diagnostic check of your computer, 877-900-4343.